Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mia, Bella and Archer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a native grain milling enterprise on the Sunshine Coast is leading a push to make native grains an Australian pantry staple. The push, in unique collaboration with growers across the country, aims to bring back a 60,000-year-old food system into a modern context whilst retaining authenticity and integrity. Through this, the company aims to create new opportunities for First Nations people, including employment, cultural knowledge and health awareness. The growing rates of attacks on female hikers on the Mount Coother walking trail has left many women feeling rattled, saying they've lost an escape in the city. More than 80 secret CCTV cameras have been installed on the trail and are being observed 24/7 after a spate of attacks on women occurred there in May and June. Police are asking the public for any insight they may have into the attacks. The attacker is described as a tall, skinny Caucasian man with a bald head and a mustache.
And in national news, experts have undertaken a revolutionary undersea survey that revealed the hotbed of life that inhabits underwater superhighways or submarine canyons. Scientists were able to descend down to 3,000 metres inside the canyons, and they recorded coral reefs and rays living that far down. The discoveries were made about the CSIRO research vessel investigator, and the research can help transport nutrients up to the shore if needed. Indigenous Australian artist Adrian Jangala Robertson is bringing his Indigenous art to the international stage. His painting, Yalpirakinu, an Archibald Prize finalist, is showing at the Rebecca Hossack Gallery in London until July 13th. Originally from the remote Indigenous community of Papiuna, west of Alice Springs, he now resides in Alice Springs, painting the wild mountainous landscapes of his mother's homeland.
In international news, Seoul City Councillor Kim Ki-duk faces backlash for linking a rise in male suicides to women's increasing societal influence. Kim argued women's workforce participation hindered job prospects and marriage for men, potentially driving suicides. Experts criticised his claims as harmful. Despite Korea's high suicide rates and gender disparities, Kim's remarks were convicted as misogynistic and out of touch. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with patchy morning fog. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.